Title: Composing with Limited Note Sets Advanced. Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, welcome in. This is an advanced composition lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're doing something that sounds like it should make writing harder but actually makes your tracks hit harder, faster. We're going to compose with a limited note set. Think 2 to 5 notes total. And the goal is to make a full, evolving, DJ-friendly drum and bass idea without saving it with extra chords or fancy key changes. Here is the mindset. Minimal notes, maximum pressure. In drum and bass, especially rollers, minimal, techie, jungle-influenced stuff, listeners don't need a chord progression every 8 bars. They need a groove that locks, sound design that moves, and arrangement decisions that create chapters. Limited notes force you to put your effort where DNB actually lives: rhythm, texture, automation, and edits. By the end, you'll have a 64-bar sketch around 172 BPM, a sub and res bass line built from 3 notes, a stab or lead with 2 to 4 notes max, drums with ghost notes, small timing shifts and fills, and the big one, an arrangement that stays exciting without adding new harmony. Let's build it. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Don't add groove yet. I know it's tempting, but for this style, tight edits matter more than early swing. You can humanize later. Create your tracks: a MIDI track called SUB, a MIDI track called Res, a MIDI track called Stab or Lead, and then your drums. You can do an audio drum bus or a drum rack track, either is fine. Now add 2 return tracks, because we want a consistent spatial world that we can automate. Return A, a short, dark reverb. Keep it tight. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, a little pre-delay like 10 to 25 milliseconds, and filter it so it doesn't hiss or rumble. High cut somewhere around 6 to 9k, low cut around 200 to 400. Return B, a dub delay using echo. Set the timing to 1/8 note or dotted eighth. Feedback around 20 to 35%, and filter it aggressively. High pass around 300, low pass around 6 to 8k. Add just a touch of modulation so the repeats drift a little. The point of these returns is not pretty. It's motion and vibe, without washing out the mix. Now the core constraint. Choose your limited note set. Pick a key center and pick 3 notes. A classic D&B palette is root, fifth, and flat 7. For example, key center F sharp, and your 3 notes are F sharp as the root, C sharp as the fifth, and E as the flat 7. This gives you a minor-ish, tense vibe without needing the full scale. It's harmonically strong, and it loops well. Here's an Ableton workflow trick. Make a MIDI clip somewhere and place those 3 notes as a little reference lane so you always see them. Or use the scale MIDI effect if you want, but don't let the scale device become an excuse to wander. The real power here is commitment. For the first draft, no other pitches for bass and main motif, period. Now, coach note, don't only pick notes, pick register lanes. With a tiny pitch set, register becomes your harmony substitute. Decide where each element lives. For example, SUB lives around F sharp 0 to F sharp 1. Res lives around F sharp 1 to F sharp 2. Stab lives up in F sharp 2 to F sharp 4. Same note names, different lanes, and your ear hears it as new information. All right, step 2. Build the sub. On the SUB track, load operator. Keep it simple. Just oscillator A, sine wave. Give the amp envelope a short release, something like 80 to 160 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks, and avoid stepping on the next note. Then add a saturator. Soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. You're not trying to distort it. You're trying to make the sub translate on smaller systems. Then EQ 8. Low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Keep it gentle. Optionally, if the very bottom is overloading, do a tiny cut around 30 Hz. Don't get surgical unless you have a reason. Then utility, bass mono on, always. Sub in stereo is a club problem waiting to happen. Now program a 1 or 2 bar loop. Use only F sharp, E, and C sharp. For rhythm, go for a classic rolling feel, notes on beat 1, then the end of 1, beat 2, the end of 2, and so on. But don't make every note the same length. This is where the groove starts to talk. Some notes should be short, like a 16th note little dot. Some should be held for an eighth or even a quarter. Velocity on the sub should be pretty even. Think 80 to 110. If you want dynamics, let the res do it. The sub's job is consistent weight. Pro workflow: duplicate the clip and make an A and B variation where you only change rhythm, not pitch. This is a theme throughout the lesson. If you're bored, don't add notes, change phrasing. Now step 3. Build the res. On the res track, load waveatable or operator. Waveatable is quick. Set oscillator 1 to a saw or complex wave. Oscillator to also saw, detune it 5 to 20 cents. Add unison, but keep it controlled 2 to 4 voices. We want movement, not a giant super saw pad. Add auto filter, low pass 24 dB. Add a little envelope amount so the attack speaks. Then add saturator, or roar if you have it. Drive it until it bites. Add chorus ensemble very subtly. If you can hear the chorus as chorus, it's too much. You just want width and smear. Then EQ8, high pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz so the Reese doesn't fight the sub. If it gets harsh, tame a bit around 2 to 5k. Then glue compressor, fastish attack, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, release on auto, just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to knit it. Then add sidechain compression keyed from your kick, or kick plus snare. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of ducking. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds depending on the groove. MIDI-wise, stay inside the same limited note set. Often you'll mirror the sub pitches but use fewer notes and more space. Think of the Reese as the sub's big brother who talks less but says more. One big groove trick. Let the Reese land slightly late compared to the sub. You can nudge notes a few milliseconds or use track delay. That tiny push-pull is where the roll becomes a roll instead of a grid. Now the key technique. Movement through automation, not new notes. Automate the auto filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. Flow rise. Automate wave eatable position subtly. Automate saturation drive during fills. And do it in arcs. In DNB, intentional 8 and 16 bar arcs read as direction. Random wobbling reads as I'm bored and touching knobs. Group sub and Reese into a bass group. Put an EQ at the end of the group, just to keep overall low-end balance under control. Quick translation check you should actually do. Create a small speaker toggle rack on the bass group. High pass at like 35 to 45 Hz, add a touch of saturation, and force mono width to zero. If your bass line still feels musical and you can still hear the pattern, your composition is working. If it disappears completely, you're relying on sub energy instead of phrasing. Now step 4, the stab or lead, with 2 to 4 notes max. This is where limited note writing gets fun, because a stab can feel like a chord progression if you use voicing, effects, and resampling even when it's basically the same pitch over and over. Create the stab track. Use analog or wave-eatable. Make the amp envelope punchy, short decay, medium release, staccato but not clicky. Then a light redux if you want some grit. Then auto filter, band pass or low pass. Then echo on dotted eighth. Low feedback. Then short dark reverb. Then EQ8, high pass around 150 to 300 Hz so it doesn't crowd the bass. Then utility. Widen it a bit, like 120 to 160%, but only if it survives mono. For notes, start with 2 notes total. E to F sharp is a perfect tension and release. Flat 7 to root. Instant DNB mood. And then focus on rhythm as the hook. Put stabs on offbeats, or make them answer the snare. Try a call and response over 4 bars. First 2 bars, the stab hits on the end of 2. Next 2 bars, it answers on the end of 3. You can keep the pitch the same and it still feels like a conversation because placement changes the meaning. Here's another coach move. Commit to 2 bar grammar. DNB listeners lock to 2 bar statements. Make each element speak in 2 bar sentences. For example, sub does statement in bar 1, reply in bar 2. Reese leaves space in bar 1, fills in bar 2. Stab only appears on odd bars, or only on even bars. These simple rules make the track feel intentional. Now step 5, drums, because if your notes are limited, drums carry the storyline. Build a basic 2-bar skeleton, kick on bar 1 beat 1, snare on beats 2 and 4. Add an extra kick sometimes before the snare to push energy. Hats on 8ths or 16ths with velocity variation. And crucially, ghost snares. Quiet hits a 16th before or after the main snare. In Ableton, a drum rack is perfect. You can put a main snare on one pad and a ghost snare layer on another, or just use the same sample with lower velocity. Then group your drums and add drum bus. A little drive, careful with boom so you don't mess the sub, and use transients to add snap if the drums feel flat. Now the advanced micro variation checklist. Shift a few hats 1 to 6 milliseconds late. Not swing presets, just tiny lateness. Vary ghost snare velocity in the 10 to 35 range. And every 8 or 16 bars, add a 1/32nd hat burst before a transition. Those tiny edits create momentum without changing harmony. Now step 6, arrangement. This is the real lesson. You're building energy without adding notes. You do that through density, timbre, and automation. Here's a clean 64-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Drums plus filtered Reese only. Filter cutoff starts low and slowly opens. Bars 9 to 16. Tension. Bring in the sub rhythm and very occasional stab. Keep the stab sparse. Bars 17 to 32. Drop A. Full drums and full bass. Make bass automation more active every 8 bars. Bars 33 to 48. Drop B variation. Same notes. New rhythmic phrasing. Swap bass pattern A to pattern B. Add an edit layer. Resampled reshots. Bars 49 to 64. Outro or bridge. Strip back elements but keep the hook recognizable. Now, one of the most powerful Ableton techniques for this entire concept, resampling to create new parts without new notes. Freeze and flatten your res, or resample it to audio. Chop it into 8th or 16th bits. Rearrange the slices rhythmically. Then process the chops with devices like Corpus for metallic thwack, frequency shifter for subtle menace, and auto pan very gently for motion. This is huge. It's new material, but it's still literally your original pitch set. The track evolves while staying mixable and focused. Let's talk about common mistakes so you don't waste time. Mistake 1. Adding more notes too early. If it feels boring at 4 bars, it's almost never needs more harmony. It's usually rhythm, texture, and phrasing. Mistake 2. Bassline with no phrasing. Limited notes still need sentences. You need a pattern, B pattern, fills, and rests. Mistake 3. Too much stereo in the low end. Submono. Wide layers high passed. Mistake 4. Automation that's random instead of intentional. Use 8 and 16 bar arcs. Mistake 5. Overcrowding the stab. If the bass is busy, the melodic element should be simple and punchy. Now some advanced variation moves. If you want to push this into darker or heavier territory, use pitch scarcity plus timbre aggression. Same 3 notes, but you automate drive up during fills, raise filter resonance slightly and drop B. Maybe widen only the mids above 200 Hz. You can also imply harmony with intervals while still respecting the set. For example, duplicate the stab and transpose up 7 semitones to add a 5th, but only if that pitch class is still one of your allowed notes. The rule matters. Parallel distortion is another cheat code. This audio version is shortened for playback.